USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has officially recognized atrocities committed against Armenians in the early 20th century as a genocide. In a statement marking Armenian Remembrance Day, the president said the day was a time to remember all those who died in the Ottoman-era Armenian genocide and recommit ourselves to preventing such an atrocity from ever occurring again. Previous administrations had avoided using the word genocide out of concern of damaging relations with Turkey. An estimated 1.5 million Armenian people were killed by the Ottoman Empire between 1915 and 1923. And several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots after looking into several cases of rare blood clots. Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, and Virginia are just some of the states that have begun administering the shot again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
As you know, one of the worst things you can say in any business or in life, for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. Right. What if there's a better way? This is why using MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's way less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people. The typical family saves $500 a month. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. Start saving now. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan, like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP senator's proposal does just that without an extra burden on the working class.
This proposal that just recently came out in the Senate is about infrastructure. It is about roads and bridges. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We may need to abandon our hopes of herd immunity. Mike Fortier has more.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says herd immunity against the coronavirus may be impossible to achieve.
Well, look, I don't think that we should be thinking about achieving herd immunity. I don't know that we ever achieve true herd immunity where this virus just stops circulating. I think it's always going to circulate at a low level. That should be the goal, to keep the level of virus down.
Dr. Gottlieb on CNBC Friday, he expects we may never get below 5,000 cases a day, but that's okay.
The bottom line is that the vulnerability of the American population is being dramatically reduced as a result of vaccination. And that's really what we need to focus on. We shouldn't focus just on cases alone. There will be cases, but we should focus on how many people are being hospitalized and getting sick from this virus. And that's going to dramatically decline as we roll out the vaccines.
According to the CDC, 27% of the U.S. population is completely vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And leaders in Southeast Asia are calling on the military junta in Myanmar to stop the killing and imprisoning of protesters. The statement came during a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations with the leader of the coup in Myanmar present. Human rights groups estimate that police have killed more than 700 protesters since the February 1st coup that also saw the arrest of many members of the democratically elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. The Tetan Nation bloc also called on military leaders to open up talks with other political factions in the country to bring an end to the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.